Tell you right, if you got somebody you love, hold tight. That's right, hold fucking tight. Commit. Don't be the one that's always threatening to leave, too. That's right, love hard or get the fuck out. If you're gonna leave right now. That's right, at the show, right now. That's right, just break up. We got break up booths in the back. That's right, but before you leave, you better make sure you got some options. That's right, because some of y'all been in relationships so long, you don't know how ugly you are. That's right. Love hard or get the fuck out, okay? You hear me? I'm telling you right now. If you're in a relationship, all you should be doing is fucking and going places. That's all you should be doing. Having sex and traveling. Fucking and going places. You should be coming and going. That's all you should be doing. Okay? People say, oh, relationships are tough. No, they not. They're only tough when one person's working on it. That's right. Two people can move a couch real easy. One person can't move it at all. That's right. If you're in a relationship, let me try to help you right now. Okay? I'm trying to fucking help you. Okay? Okay, first rule one. Stop competing. It's not a fucking competition. That's right. Her success is your success, and your success is her success. Stop competing. Stop it. Okay? Number two, okay? There is no equality in a relationship. He's like, we equals. No, you're not. You're both there to serve. You are in the service industry, okay? That's right. When you're in a relationship, you're in a band. You're in a fucking band. And when you're in a band, you have roles that you play in the band. Sometimes you sing lead, and sometimes you're on tambourine. And if you're on tambourine, play it right. Right, play it with a fucking smile. Cause nobody wants to see a mad tambourine player.
Now, I know y'all was listening to that. And all jokes aside, when you dating somebody, or if you marry somebody, whatever you do, make sure. Please make sure that you do a thorough check on who you're messing with. Because people pretend well. They pretend well. I've said it before. They will pretend well. And make sure even if y'all get a divorce, make sure you're not married or your ex-wife or whoever is a petty person, a person that like to just keep shit going. Because people who keep shit going are usually people who not happy with their own life. Even if it's a little turmoil here or there, even when the situation ends, don't be mad that it ended. Be happy to be part of that situation. It ain't always got to be some shit going. You win some, you lose some, but like they said on Friday, you live to fight and play another day. As Chris Rock just said, this relationship shit is a team, is a band, is a... God damn it, I can't stress that enough. If you out there competing with your partner in a relationship or in a marriage, whatever y'all got going on, you ain't gonna never make it. Never make it. Because we supposed to be a team. Why am I competing with you? Why are we competing against each other? Why are we making life harder for each other? Life is hard on its own. You don't need the person that you're supposed to love or the person you're supposed to be with to make life any harder for you. Be careful. Just be careful of the people that you deal with. People pretend well. They don't always have your best. They don't always have your best whatever at heart. And that's the truth. So you just gotta, man, you just, I guess you deal with it, but you keep going, you learn, you live. But you deal with it. All that petty shit, after a breakup, after a divorce, after marriage, or whatever, that's cool. You gonna get divorced. People get divorced every day. But that petty shit is the shit that we gotta stop. That shit is for the birds. Let me tell you what I learned in my previous relationships. Divorce is okay. Breaking up is okay. Starting over is okay. Moving on is okay. Saying no is okay. Being alone is okay. But what is not okay, and I stress, what is not okay is staying somewhere that you aren't happy, that you aren't valued, or you are not appreciated. That is not okay. Save yourself. Get out of this situation, because this situation is not going to get better. It's only going to get worse when you're in a relationship with somebody that's competing with you instead of being a teammate. God damn it, everybody don't shine on the same day. Everybody don't come up on the same day. But God damn it, you support your partner and you support that person till y'all get where y'all trying to go. Ain't no need of bringing that person down. What I need you for if you're trying to bring me down all the time? Come on now. Quit making shit harder than it gotta be. Quit making shit difficult. Why we always nagging? Why we always complaining? I know everybody has a day where you're gonna complain about something, or you're gonna gripe about something, or you're gonna be mad about something. But if you with something better, and every damn day they mad about something, don't be there, because either you they problem or they problem. And I say you they problem because when people angry like that, they always looking for somebody else to blame instead of blaming themselves. They looking for a scapegoat. I made a crucial mistake once. I married a person who didn't think they did nothing wrong. Now, I never said I was perfect, but damn it, I can't always be wrong. Because if you with me and you think I'm always wrong, you a damn fool. Why you with somebody that you think is always wrong? Because at the end of the day, you can't always, and I refuse to believe, you can't always be right. Come on now. Damn, we got to stop making this shit difficult. People break up, people get divorced, God damn it, that's part of life. But when that person is out of your life, or if that person is gone, it's okay for y'all to be friends. Ain't always gotta be some shit. Ain't always gotta be you nagging about something. Ain't always gotta be you bitching about something. Stop that. Life is hard enough. You don't need the extra pressure from nobody else at all. At all. It's the craziest thing. But it's the craziest thing, but it's real. People, when they not happy with their life, will try to make life hard for you, whether it's just regular life, relationships, whatever. Don't buy into this shit, man. Don't buy into it. Don't buy into it. Please don't buy into it. Be careful on who you deal with. Please be careful, because you can fuck around, mess with somebody, marry somebody, man, and when it's over, it ended. It is what it is. But don't make this shit harder than what it gotta be. I'm sick of saying this. We made a mistake. I really wanted to be friends with this person, but this person won't allow me to be friends. When you're dealing with somebody that nag about everything that you goddamn do, you can't be friends with them. You looking, messing with somebody that want to blame you for every goddamn thing they do. They got their own personal problems. You can't fix those for them. They got to figure that shit out on their own. And I refuse to let you make me the scapegoat for all your problems in the world. I won't do it. I'm done. I won't speak on it again. If you don't like things about me, that's fine. Because one thing about a divorce is when two people get divorced and we ain't got no kids, you don't have to ever fool with me in your damn life. Quit complaining. Be held accountable for your own shit. Stop thinking that every damn thing that go wrong in your life is somebody else's fault. Because trust me when I tell you, it's not. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of it. So if you're in a situation out there with somebody and they want to make you the scapegoat, man, get the hell out of that shit, because it ain't going to end in no good way at all. Because they don't want to accept responsibility. They want to point the blame at everybody else. The shit is actually sickening. And if you out there and you're in a relationship, whether it's a marriage or a regular relationship, if you got to chase out that motherfucker to be with you, let that motherfucker go, because it's 1,000 people out there right now that'll love to be with you, that'll appreciate you, that'll show you the best time in your life. Don't chase nobody. Don't give people that power to have you out here looking stupid. That is crazy. I would never do that. I can't do it. I was raised better than that. I refuse.
Get up and go on with your life. Yes, sir.
Get up and go on with your life. It's all right. Sit around, be depressed for a minute, cry about it, do whatever you have to, but don't stay there too long. Get up and go on with your life. That's what I learned in all these years on this earth. If somebody want to walk out of your life, let them go. Especially if you know you done everything you can do, you done sat around and been the best man or the best woman you could be, and they still want to go, let them go. Whatever they're running after, they'll see what they had in a minute, but by then it's going to be too late. Half these people you be sitting around crying about it, worry about 2-3 years from now, you ain't going to even remember their last name. How many times you done seen folks somewhere, you be like, what the hell was I thinking? I be like, what was wrong with me? What was I going through? I must have been lonely as hell to hook up with you. Some people come in your life for a lifetime, some come for a season. You got to know which is which. You gonna always mess up when you mix them seasonal people up with lifetime expectations. They got people that got married with people they was only supposed to be with for a season. Listen, I put everybody come in my life in the category of a tree. Some people are like leaves on a tree. Wind blow, they over here. They unstable. Season change, they wither and die, they gone. That's all right. That's some people. Most people in the world are like that. They just there to take from the tree. They ain't there to do nothing but take and give shade every now and then. That's all they can do. But don't get mad at people like that. That's who they are. They ain't gonna never be nothing. That's what they put on this earth to be, but be what they are, a leaf. Some people are like a branch on that tree. You gotta be careful with them branches too, because they'll fool you. They'll get there and make you think they're a good friend and they're real strong, but the minute you step out there on them, they'll break and leave you high and dry. But if you find you 2 or 3 people in your life that's like the roots at the bottom of that tree, you are blessed, because that's them the kind of people that ain't going nowhere. Them roots wasn't there, that tree couldn't live. You understand? A tree can have 100 million branches, but only a few roots down at the bottom to make sure it get everything it needs. I'm telling you something. When you get you some roots, hold on to them, but the rest of it, let it go. Just let it go. Let folks go. Ain't nobody said it was going to be easy, but it'll get easy when you learn how to love yourself. When you get to a point in your life where you look at people and you go, okay, wait a minute, you or me, you will make a decision. When you telling folks to do something, they say, look, this thing you're doing right here, that's going to cause a problem. You need to fix that, because if we're going to be friends, we're going to be cool, you got to fix that. And if you don't, we're going to have an issue. If you see somebody fix it, or they even trying to fix it, that's somebody that care. Keep them people around. That's a leaf that's trying to grow up and be something else. You understand? But if you tell somebody that what you're doing is hurting me and I need you to stop it, and they keep doing it, they don't care, move on, let them go. No matter how much it hurt, let them go. And it'll get easy, I promise you, every day it'll get easier and easier and easier, but you just gotta make it through. People have to learn how to be alone. I don't understand all these people, oh, I need somebody. Lord, where's my man? Lord, where's my woman? That is crazy as hell. If you don't know how to be by yourself, what you gonna do with somebody else? Stop praying about it, shut up and wait. Go work on you, hell, that's what that time is for, to get yourself together. I'd rather be in a corner by myself with a puppy and a goldfish and be happy than to be sitting around with somebody in my house. I'm wondering what the hell they there for. You would be surprised the things people put up with just to have somebody to say they love them. That's, I don't understand. I can't live in dysfunction. I'm sorry. I done come through too much, been through too much hell and high water to come there and let you come up in my adult life and where I'm supposed to be at peace and give me all kind of hell. Only 2 places on this earth you're going to have peace, the grave and your house. Now, if you can't walk up in your house and you ain't got no peace, something wrong. I'm sorry.